can leave just as fast. But you don't judge me, cause if you did, baby, I'd attend to you. And you don't judge me, cause if you did, baby, I'd attend to you. Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me, and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory. One of them is how bad I need you.
Listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darty.
And you're listening to You've Got Issues. Your mic wasn't on, but now it is. Okay, we have a caller. Hold on. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue? Hello?
Sorry, can you say that again?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Aiden and Hannah.
Oh. What's going on?
Nothing much. We're just doing a radio show.
Oh, that's cool. What's the radio show about?
You call in with your problems.
Oh. I don't have any problems, but I want to ask if you guys watch Game of Thrones.
I don't watch Game of Thrones. Hannah, do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Oh. Well, you guys should check it out. There's, like, dragons. Battles and people die. It's a crazy show.
I've heard it's a great show, but I've never had the time to watch it, and I feel like I should.
Yeah, that sounds like an issue.
Yeah, I feel like that is an issue. Isn't the last season starts in like a week? I think it's next weekend.
Yeah, it's on the same day as the Masters. It's gonna be a hell of a day.
Yeah, that's
a heck of a day.
That's what I've heard too. But yeah, it's the last season. I think there's like, what, 6 episodes in the last season or 7? It's really short.
Neither of them have seen it though. Oh, my boy's right here. One sec. If you guys do end up watching Game of Thrones, just know that everyone dies.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty dark, but it's also just like a good show with a great story, good cast, good writing, good like effects team on the behind the scenes. What else is up with me? That's like kind of it. That's kind of where I'm at. You guys both seniors, right?
Yep.
How do you feel about it being senior year? Is this one of your last shows?
Oh, gosh.
I think it's a touchy topic.
Aiden will probably start crying now.
Sounds like you guys have got the issues. See? Full circle.
Yes.
I was actually thinking about that today when I was walking over, because we have that picture of our first show, and we need to get a picture on our last show, and that's, like, crazy. Hannah and I, the picture from our first show, we actually look like we're, like, babies, like actual, like, middle schoolers.
During my fat stage.
Hannah always looks like a baby because she's 3'2".
She's not 3'2".
How do you know what I look like?
I follow you guys on Instagram.
Oh, thanks. I haven't posted on that in, like, so long. I probably should.
Yeah. Need more consistent content. That's my first note.
Honestly, thanks. Note taken.
Yeah.
What other television shows do you recommend besides Game of Thrones? What are you watching right now?
I'm watching Game of Thrones right now.
Oh, so you're not up to date?
Any good movies?
No, I just started. I don't know. I feel like movies are kind of out. I feel like documentaries are where it's at right now. Like, have you guys seen this Michael Jackson one?
I haven't, but I have to watch that.
Oh my gosh. Who knew he was such a good singer?
I feel like that's not the commentary that people are saying after watching that.
Why? What happened with him?
I feel like I can't say that on the radio.
What?
No, he was a child molester.
Okay, or Hannah can just say it.
Let me just Google Michael Jackson real quick. Oh my god! Seriously?
Have you watched the Madeline McCann documentary yet?
The what?
Madeline McCann.
No, what's that?
This is actually a topic I wanted to bring up today, Hannah. So this is good to talk about.
Good segue. You guys take it away. You're welcome for.
You don't want to hear about what it's about?
Yeah. Sure. Go ahead.
Just for a second. So, basically this. In 2008, this girl, who's 3 years old, went on vacation with her family to Portugal.
2007.
What?
2007, not 2008.
Okay, I'm sorry, 2007. And she, like, her parents put her to bed and then went out to dinner, even though they were on vacation. And they went back to their room and she was gone and someone kidnapped her.
Or the parents killed her.
No way. And see, like, that's what I want to talk to you about, Hannah, because, like, there are many theories of what happened, but I think this could have completely been, like, it shouldn't have happened to begin with. Why would they ever leave their 3-year-old daughter in a hotel room in Portugal?
Like, I don't know.
That makes no sense to me. Like, even if they say they were 60 feet away at dinner, I don't care if you're 60 feet away. You're, like,
so are you saying that they killed her?
No, I'm saying they're stupid because this shouldn't even be a thing if they didn't leave her in a room by herself. That's so dumb. And no, I don't think they did.
Strong take on a university radio show.
Honestly, we're college, but thank you.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, I tried to talk you guys up a little bit, but classic Lafayette talking themselves back down.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Bye.
He hung up anyway. Okay, so I wanted to get into that a little bit because I want to hear your view. I'm only on episode. So for people that don't know, there are 8 episodes in the series. I just started episode 4, like 5 minutes into it. So I really only have watched 3.
Yeah, that's where I'm at too. Did you watch the dogs yet?
No. Dogs? Wait, hold on. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
I'm pretty sure you're going to recognize my voice.
Oh, hello. But
so I would like to share an issue from last Saturday that I can't get out of my head.
What is it?
I have a story to tell you. I've been having consistent issues regarding Snapchat groups.
Snapchat groups?
Yeah, sometimes some of my friends are adding me to a bunch of Snapchat groups, not just one or two, but then it's unmanageable, pretty much.
Do you not like Snapchat groups?
No, I mean, it depends on which type of Snapchat groups and who's in it, but then the real issue about what the groups that I'm dealing with is that last Saturday, and one of those stray groups, well, to begin with, someone I know posted a picture of what he's eating for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? An hour later, he posted a video of himself intentionally vomiting on purpose.
That is awful. Does he know issues with vomiting?
No, he just throws up on purpose. He puts his fingers in his mouth with one hand while he holds his phone. With his other hand to take a video of himself puking. Well, at least he's doing it in a toilet, but it's upsetting me and whoever else is in the group. I didn't pay attention.
Yeah, that's definitely not okay that he's making himself vomit.
It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting, and we could be eating.
I feel like if it's bothering you so much, you do have the ability to leave a Snapchat group.
Yes.
I did leave that Snapchat group.
That's good.
Immediately, because if I say vomit, it's an automatic departure from the group.
Yep.
Because I'm pretty sure you know from last semester phone calls that I hate seeing vomit.
Right.
And I have problems with it. And I'm very sensitive, and I had eating problems as a result of seeing vomit itself.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, I mean, luckily in America, besides that one kid, it seems, people don't really vomit that much. So hopefully besides him, things will be better, but that's definitely wrong of him.
Yeah, it really is, especially displaying it to other people.
Right.
Yeah, I hate seeing vomit so much that I'd rather be feces.
You'd rather be what?
I'd rather see feces.
Ugh. No.
That's how much, yeah, even though I don't like seeing feces either, but that's how much I hate seeing vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that it bothered you so much. I definitely understand why it is.
Yeah, I mean, Saturday was 3 days ago, but I still have a bit of it's still fresh in my mind at times. I'm trying not to think about it whenever I eat.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't even know why he's doing this. This is not the first time I've seen him do it. I've observed the same individual do it 2 years ago on multiple occasions.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a good thing that you left the Snapchat group, and yeah, I mean, that's like really all you can do in that situation. I feel like just leaving it is.
Yeah, yeah. But the problem is there's multiple groups, so I could be seeing
well, you can't like psych yourself out over it, you know, like you can't think like, oh, I'm gonna probably see it in another Snapchat group. If the person that made the video was only in one of the Snapchat groups, then you're not gonna see it again.
Yeah.
So I don't psych yourself out over it.
Yeah, I mean, well, at least hopefully I will at least not see any puke videos again.
Yeah, I don't think you will.
I really don't not. Because, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you will. I think you, since you left the Snapchat group, I think you're good.
Is this a person that usually bothers you?
Well, just on weekends, but not on weekdays. But I don't know what's wrong with this person. I'm going to keep all of them anonymous.
Yeah.
For
yes,
now.
Please all do.
In this radio station. So,
that's
like,
smart.
I'm keeping myself semi-anonymous.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I really don't appreciate someone. I don't care if it's private messaging or in a Snapchat group, but I don't appreciate seeing vomit videos and vomit pictures, even though I've dealt with a puke when I was overseas for a long time, and even though that's over with, but I don't need to see any more of this mess.
Right.
Even virtually.
Well, you shouldn't have to. And
yeah, well, yeah.
honestly, it's disgusting what the person's doing and not normal, so...
And it's also dangerous, too.
Yes.
Doing it on purpose.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, at least I'm still able to eat from time to time, although... It's better than when I was overseas, but...
Yes. At least you're back and you can eat.
Yeah.
Any other issues today?
Actually, that's it. Other than the fact that I'm outdoors and I'm cold because the weather tricked me, but that's it.
Yeah, the weather's tricking everyone right now. I don't understand how it's April 2nd and it feels like it is February outside.
Around noon, it was 1,000 degrees. But now it's zero.
Yeah. It's really cold. And it still looks like next week is still supposed to be in the 50s, too, which I don't understand. Spring at Lafayette is the best time, and we're just waiting for the weather to go up into the 70s. But we'll see.
Hope for better weather. Yep.
Yes. And hopefully no more Snapchat/vomit-related issues.
I agree.
Because I've had enough of it.
Me too.
Really fed up. It's really upsetting me. I just really want to scream.
Don't scream.
I'm refraining from screaming at people. Actually, especially since I had bad memories of my middle school math teacher screaming at me for inappropriate reason. But so I'm trying not to be that person.
Yeah. Understand.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I'm fortunate to be able to have time to call and listen.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you so much. You too. Sure.
Bye.
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 Okay. Two callers already. That's great, Han.
Yes. What a great start to our night.
So going back to the Madeline McCann documentary, I just want to talk about that for a little bit. So for those of you just listening now and didn't hear me before, there's a new documentary on Netflix. It's called The Disappearance of Madeline McCann, and it's about this girl who was allegedly kidnapped from her hotel room at 3 years old in Portugal in 2007. So pretty much what I've learned so far by watching the first three episodes of the documentary, it's an 8-part series, is that her parents were eating dinner about 60 feet away from the hotel room. So they literally show you a map of the hotel. The only thing that was separating the hotel room from the restaurant was a pool. So basically, they were with family friends. The other family friends also left their children in the room, and Madeline had two younger siblings. However, she was the only one that was kidnapped from the room, which is also very interesting. Every 20 minutes, one of the parents would get up from the table and go into the room and check to make sure they were there. And the mom went and checked.
They were just okay.
And the mom checked, and the window was open, and Madeline was gone. Obviously, like, people were blaming... people were saying in the beginning, like the first episode, that she just opened the window and like walked out. Like, yeah, because a 3-year-old would be able to get out of, like, her crib.
That
she was in a crib
really
thing.
Makes sense to me. And also, it's a pretty far drop from where the room was to the bottom. So I feel like if she had gotten out of the window, she would have fallen.
Yeah, 100%.
Either right there or like be crying towards someone.
But the fact that the police were saying to the parents, oh, she probably just like went for a walk or got lost. Like, she didn't open the window and leave. Like,
I can barely open a window.
Yeah, and she's 3 years old. Like, what are you, like, what? What's also interesting to know is the night before this happened, the parents also went out to dinner without their kids. They got back to the room, and Madeline was hysterically crying, like, very flustered.
Oh.
And they were like, what's wrong? And, like, she couldn't, like, speak, like, what was on her mind. So I feel like that should have been, like, a, okay, like, let's not leave them in the room. She's obviously very upset.
Right.
And what the people who were interviewed in the documentary were saying was they think the same person that abducted her got to the room or, like, got to the window and had a little panic attack, couldn't follow through with it, and then left the hotel room.
Yeah.
So obviously she was flustered and the parents still didn't think anything of it. I just can't get over the fact that they went to a foreign country, and even if it was 60 feet, I would never leave my 3-year-old in the room by herself.
Yeah.
I can't get over that.
I mean, though, I wonder, you know, it was the early 2000s. People were probably a little bit more chill back then. I think after hearing this horror story, many people wouldn't do that. But, like, when I mean, this is way further back than the early 2000s, but when my parents talk about how they were raised, it's like, they were sitting in the front seat with no seatbelt in the car. You know, it was a more relaxed parenting style. And these people are also from Europe, so.
I still feel like the 2000s, though, like the later 2000s, like, they're pretty similar from now. I mean, I was actually talking about to my mom about this because I was talking to her about the Ted Bundy documentary. Did you watch that yet? No?
No.
Hannah, you have to watch
these.
I'm
on Madeline and Michael Jackson right now.
Okay. You have to. Your next one has to be Ted Bundy, but you can't watch it at night. I was telling my mom about it, and she was like, I can't watch it. It freaks me out too much. And I was like, why? And she was like, well, I was like, when he was doing all of his murders, my mom was like 14, 15 years old. So, like, she remembers it all. And that was the exact age group, like 12 years old to 20 years old, that he was targeting.
Right.
And my mom was, I was telling her, I was like, how can these girls, like, one of the situations was Ted Bundy went to the beach and then asked two girls to help him. He, like, faked an injury and put a cast on his arm and was like, can you help me carry this box to my car?
Oh my
and, like,
gosh.
Brought the girls back and killed them. But I was like, to my mom, like, how can these girls be stupid enough to walk?
That sounds like crazy to me.
But would you, like, I don't know. It wasn't even near the beach. It was, like, a distance away. It was like a park, like, you have to watch it. It was like the parking lot was on the opposite side of the beach. And he was like, oh yeah, can you, like, walk this all the way back? Like, a guy by himself, I'd be like, or I would, like, bring both of the girls when it happened. They were both by themselves. It wasn't together.
Oh,
so if you were with a friend, different situation maybe.
Yeah.
But by yourself, I would not go myself and help a guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't go by myself with a friend.
So I was saying to my mom, I was like, how can these girls, like, not think, like, a random stranger saying, like, get to your car, that's the classic, like, I have candy, come to my car,
right,
line. And my mom said, like, in the 1970s and 80s, like, no one thought twice about that. Like, everyone was kind of, like, lax.
Nice and helpful.
Exactly. So I get that, but I feel like 2007, 2008 is a completely different time, and I just don't agree that the parents would ever, like, if you wanted to go to Portugal on, like, a couple vacation, leave your child at home, like, with grandparents, with a sitter. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you don't bring her and leave her in her hotel room in a foreign country.
Yeah, I agree.
That's my personal view. So it's very frustrating watching this.
Or get a babysitter. Like, my parents used to always get us babysitters.
Exactly. Like, don't leave. But your parents wouldn't leave you in the room by yourself at 3 years old.
You're right.
So that is definitely something I'd recommend watching. It's on Netflix, 8-part series, but it definitely makes me upset because I feel like this whole situation could have been avoided.
And what's also the problem was that the Portugal police had never faced really a situation like this.
Yep.
So they weren't prepared. And there's videos of them, like, while they were supposed to be inspecting cars to make sure there were no, like, Madeline wasn't in one of the cars that was leaving the country. They were sitting in their cop cars, like, as the cars passed by. And I think, you know, as a parent, that would drive me crazy.
Yep. So crazy.
Speaking of, like, being abducted and, you know, situations that were just like, how did this happen? This week, a girl who attends USC she was leaving a bar. And she got into a car thinking it was her Uber. And it turned out that the person driving the car was not her Uber. And it was actually a random man who ended up killing her about 90 miles away from where she was picked up. And it's just extremely upsetting to me, I think, because, you know, a lot of us use Uber in the Eastern area, and it just is a reminder that you have to be extremely careful and to look at the car type, the license plate, go up to the car and say, hi, who are you picking up? Ask them for their name. Just little things that can make a big difference to ensure nothing bad happens. And then the other thing is another story that came out about a few days after this was a girl writing to her friends in a group chat talking about, was this girl Indiana?
Yes, University of Indiana.
University of Indiana. Talking, she wrote, be so careful if you're taking an Uber today because I was almost abducted this morning by a black male in the wrong car, a red Honda. I was late to class, so I didn't think much of it because he turned around and said, for Katie. Her name's Katie. But I knew something was wrong when we were pulling out of Cayo and I saw the car that I was supposed to be in, a black GMC truck with another black male in it. And they looked at each other and gave a very specific hand signal wave. I was supposed to be going to Hodge, I guess a building on campus, but he didn't turn left. When I told him he was going the wrong way, he blatantly ignored me and kept on getting farther away. I could tell he was getting nervous. He kept on tapping on the wheel. So when we got to a stop sign, I unlocked the door and ran away. I called the cops and they're investigating the case. I mean, this is the situation where the guy even knows her name.
Mm.
And it was like a set up plot. To me, that's even worse.
I was shocked when I read that screenshot. I'm just, the fact too, that this was in broad daylight. It wasn't even at night.
Right.
Like, this Uber driver was just going to drive her to class. Like, yeah. That could have been at, like, 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And he still would have carried out with it.
Right.
But thank God she was smart enough to be like, wait for the car to stop, jump. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know what I would be doing.
I know.
I just. And she's lucky that she was able to unlock the car. Like, sometimes they would put a child lock on the car.
Yeah. Actually crazy. So definitely watch out for Ubers. I think, like my friends and I were talking and we're going to try to walk more places than use Ubers from now on. But, I was thinking I never, ride in an Uber by myself after going out at night. I mean, at least at Lafayette, like you don't need Ubers at all because our campus is very small. But whenever I use an Uber, I'm always with somebody. I feel like, I don't know if you feel the same way, Hannah.
Not always. I like to say I'm always, but I definitely try to be careful about it.
There's one new thing on the Uber app that Uber is telling everybody to do. There's a new section of the app where it says trusted contacts, and every single time you ride an Uber, the contact that you put in gets a notification that you're in the Uber. So they can literally track where you are. Which I think is really smart. People are putting their parents in,
but
their friends
me,
in.
Like, if you get into the wrong car, it's never going to say that you got in.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't really understand. I mean, I think that's only useful if, like, you actually get into an Uber driver's car and, like, the right Uber driver, which has not happened in the past two situations, and then your contact can track you in your car.
I have, though, in the past heard situations where the Uber driver has been the suspect, unfortunately. But that's just something, another precaution. But yeah, it's definitely so scary.
Mm-hmm. Another topic is, you know, we've talked about the Fyre Festival and that documentary. Well, this past week was Ultra, which is Miami's music festival. It's a crazy fun time, big for a lot of college students that go there and people that like techno music and house music. And now people are nicknaming it the Fry Festival 2 because they basically did not have enough car services to get the people home after the festival. So 2 a.m., the festival ends, and there's over 50,000 people there, and they only have enough buses for 11,000 of them. People were just stranded, and they ended up having to walk across the highways to get back to the middle of Miami, downtown what? Miami. Yeah.
That's insane.
Angry fans who paid $400 each for tickets were caught on video walking back across the Rickenbacker Causeway at 2 a.m. because the organizers didn't arrange enough buses. Imagine after that long day of partying, paying all this money, and then not having to walk that far distance. I mean, and that's also a huge health hazard. Like, a lot of those people have been partying all night. You don't want them walking across on the highway.
Wow. That's insane. But yeah, music festivals are... I love music festivals personally, but they can become... I've heard crazy stories. I've been to multiple, and they're really fun, but there definitely are some crazy stories. So another thing, obviously, that we have to talk about is Hannah and I just took a mozzarella making class.
Yes, a lot of fun.
Which was so much fun. I love mozzarella. Yeah, at Lafayette. So Lafayette actually offered the class for free, which is amazing. It was part through the STEM program.
Women in STEM Week, which is the first time they're holding this.
And it was awesome. I mean, there were so many people there to begin with. And I've tried making mozzarella in the past with my boyfriend. We've tried getting the ingredients, and you need two ingredients that you actually have to order online because they don't sell them. She said, I was like asking her questions because I tried making it in January and I couldn't find the ingredients. And she told me you can find them at your local supermarket, but they're a little different brand. So she gave me the website where she orders hers, and I looked it up, and it's like $5 per ingredient, and there's only two ingredients, which is so nice. But we learned how to make it in 30 minutes, which is awesome. And it does not take that long to make, and it was really good. And they provided prosciutto and bread and tomato and basil and like spinach and artichoke dip and all this food for us, which is awesome. But Hannah and I are pro mozzarella makers if you ever need us to help you, because it really is not that difficult, which is really awesome.
Yeah, I think that, and then they also had tomatoes and basil and bread for us to have with it, which was really nice. It was just a nice event for Lafayette to put on, and cool to hear, you know, the science of cooking and just do it in a different way. Basically put STEM in a fun way.
Yeah, for sure. Mozzarella is so good. I feel like I can eat it all the time. Like mozzarella on bread. I don't like tomato, but mozzarella and bread and balsamic is so good to me. But yeah, so it was a really fun time. Another thing that was posted today, classmates of South Carolina student who died after a fight will wear her favorite colors. A 10-year-old girl who lives an hour away from Charleston in South Carolina was killed in school in a school fight, but they won't release how she was killed. I'm so confused by this. I don't understand at all. That's awful. Her funeral's on Wednesday, and the school's wearing her favorite colors next week, but how could a 10-year-old pass away in a school fight? I don't understand.
I think I screenshotted about this. Yes. While her family and community are searching for answers, she died 2 days after getting into a fight with another student. The cause of her death is still unknown, but authorities said weapons weren't involved. Due to the ongoing investigation and student privacy laws, we cannot share specific details at this time. But I believe that this was also part of the fight where the teacher was kind of just standing by while it was happening, because if teachers get involved, then they can be sued. And so it's like a difficult situation, and I don't know, maybe she hit her head on like a tile or...
How scary is that?
So sad though that, like, you... The last place you expect your child to get hurt is at their school.
I agree. Do you know why? Do you like know why they won't release it? Maybe because she's minor.
Yeah, that's what they just said, because she's right. It's a, you know, a younger kid and their student privacy laws.
Yeah.
Wow. Speaking of crazy things happening at schools, students at a charter day school in Leland, North Carolina, argued the requirement of having to wear, I think, oh, shoot, I'm sorry. I forget if it's pants or skirt. Let me just see. Okay, well, first of all, a judge ruled requiring girls to wear skirts at school violates the Constitution. And they argued that the requirement inhibited physical activity and required girls to be cold and uncomfortable. The skirts requirement causes the girls to suffer a burden the boys do not, simply because they are female, U.S. District Judge Malcolm Harris wrote in his ruling. So basically, girls should now be allowed to wear pants at school.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. Wait, they can or can't?
They can.
Oh, good. That's crazy that they wouldn't be able to wear them beforehand. What? That makes no sense.
Well, if you go to like a Catholic school and this is the girls' uniform, or, well, this was actually a charter school, but...
Okay.
Something I found so upsetting was that the U.S. is holding hundreds of shivering immigrants in a pen underneath a Texas bridge. And I mean, when you look at these pictures of the people, they're on little blankets stuffed together. They are surrounded by chain link fencing and they're sleeping on dirt. And this is an outdoor camp that links on a underneath the bridge that links the Ciudad Juarez and El Paso. U.S. immigration officials are describing it as a transitional shelter. And say they're overwhelmed with the influx of migrant families and filling facilities to capacity. I mean, it's difficult because more and more people are immigrating to America, and we don't. And then on top of that, American officials are all of a sudden taking illegal immigration more seriously. So now they don't have places to put these people. And, I'm just surprised though, that they're resorting to a fence.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like where you put a dog, and I would put my dog in a fence like that for about 10 minutes tops just to hold them there.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Actually crazy.
And it's families too.
Yep. Unreal. So, one thing I wanted to share, a quick plug. Ooh, sorry. My chair keeps rolling over Hannah's microphone. So, those of you that know already, I'm in the all-female acapella group here, Cadence. We're actually hosting something brand new this year called Spring Jams. It's on April 15th, a Monday. And, all four acapella groups from Lafayette and two acapella groups from Lehigh are going to be performing. So basically, it's like a night of Pitch Perfect. And, yeah, we're singing a new song called Falling Water, and we just started it yesterday, and it's really good. It's by someone named Maggie Rogers. Have you heard of her, Anna?
No.
So Maggie Rogers, she's 24 now, but she went to NYU.
Oh, yes, you've told me about her.
And the reason why she got famous is because Pharrell Williams was friends with her professor, and her professor invited Pharrell to go into their class, and everyone got to play an original song, and he was like obsessed with her original song, and now she's so famous. And her brother goes here. He's a junior, which is crazy, and I had no idea.
The way Lafayette gets some connections like that always surprises me, because I think of us as just a small school that nobody really knows about.
I know. Well, they're going to try to, rumors going around that they're going to try to get her to perform in the fall, which is so annoying because we're not going to be here.
Right.
But
that would be awesome.
She's incredible, and we wanted to break up the show a little bit, so I wanted to play the song for you guys. So it's called Falling Water. Hope you enjoy.
Is this the one she wrote for Pharrell?
No, but okay. This is the one that Cadence is singing for their concert in 2 weeks.
It. Sorry.
You're good.
Falling water.
Yeah, and there you go.
Wow, her voice is incredible.
She's a really good voice.
I'm going to have to add that to my iTunes.
She just came out with the whole album.
Really?
And, yep, and I think she has a better song than that, too. It's called Light On. It's really good. But the song that Pharrell was obsessed with is called Alaska. So,
And I mean, when you look at her, though, you don't necessarily picture her to be able to, like, belt out those
oh, no, not at all.
Lyrics, but she does.
And someone recorded the class. Like, I think they set up a camera.
Yeah.
So you see Pharrell's reaction to, like, so her cool. playing her song. And he's just like, oh, my gosh, like, you're so good. And she's so, cool. humble and, like, quiet and, like, very indie. And it's awesome, like, amazing for her because she was on, like, Ellen 2 weeks ago. Like,
wow.
She's really making it now, which is really great
all
for her.
All it takes is a little Pharrell.
Yeah. And going to the music school at NYU, which right. is impossible to get into. So I think that's it for tonight, unless you have anything else to add.
Nope.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
Yes, another night.
Have a great rest of your week. Let's hope it gets a little bit warmer out because it's now April and it's still cold.
Over it.
I'm just way over it. But thank you guys so much for our callers tonight and for listening. And we will see you next week.
Yes.
You just listened to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Daugherty.
And you just listened to You've Got Issues. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
I'm jealous, I'm overzealous. When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't come down. I get angry, baby, believe me. I can love you just like that. And I can leave you just as fast. But you don't judge me. Cause if you did, baby, I'd attend to you. And you don't judge me. Cause if you did, you